A Grave in the Everglades by George E. Merrick. By the rise of a palm-grown highland far out in the Everglade, in a mound on a jungle island, is a Seminole warrior laid. There, in the midst of the prairie, desolate, forgotten, lone, neath a mound in a land most dreary, the land he had thought his own. The live oaks are growing around it, and their roots are deep in the mound. A palm that years ago found it reaches 60 feet up from the ground. A grave in the midst of the prairie, with palmetto scrub overgrown, on an isle in a land most dreary, in the land he had thought his own. Weighed down with a burden of sorrow, the Spanish moss drapes its dank gray, and the sunbeams filtering borrow the dullness of a storm-darkened day. On the isle, where the coca plum tosses, he lies forgotten and lone, his grave overhung by the mosses of the live oaks he had thought his own. From his bed midst the hyacinth canna, the gator crawls out for his prey, o'er the mound, through the bed of lantana, where the sun-loving moccasins lay. Mongst the kind of his long-ago quarry, but heedless of murmur or moan, he lies in the midst of the prairie in the land he had thought his own. Here the egret and flamingo, fleeing from the invading and death-dealing foe, find escape for a dread time being, or the bones of the one laid low. For him also they had pressed and invaded, and had reaped where he had sown, in those days ere the warriors faded from the land they had thought their own. And the wind through the jungle passes with a burden of infinite woe, that is whispered in the tall cane grasses that along by the channels grow, breathings of a time when the prairie had been roamed by the red men alone, when they had hunted, unsuspecting, unwary, through the land they had thought their own. Of that time of the harsh awakening, or their bitter unmerited wrong, of the steady, insidious taking, of the struggles so hopeless and long, and the wind sighs through the mosses above the mound with palms overgrown, breathing a sob of a people's losses, the loss of the land they had thought their own. Now new pulsings are born from the distance that are stirring the coconut fronds, with the murmur of an unused assistance in the freeing of age-customed bonds. But to these of the glade and savanna, such murmurs remain ever unknown under mounds overgrown with lantana, they will sleep in the land of their own. In the shade of a palm-grown highland, in the mystical Everglade, neath a mound of a hammock island is a Seminole warrior laid, in the midst of the vista of grasses, desolate, forgotten, lone, and the wind that continually passes sweeps the land he had thought his own. The End. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit to Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.